Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I wonder if any of you have switched to iced coffee. With these late summer temperatures, we are experiencing these first days of summer. I've never tried a regular cup of coffee cold, but if this keeps up too long, I may have to add ice cubes to my morning cup. Today, however, is a preferred hot coffee with cream. Now, please join me in a second look at Mark 12:31. Jesus says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." In last week's podcast, I shared thoughts about loving our neighbors, making an effort to know people better so that when some life difficulty arises, they may feel comfortable in sharing their need. Today, I want to spend a little time talking about what is, to me, the second part of Jesus' wisdom in this verse. Love yourself. These two words have troubled me every time I've read Mark 12:31. I get clearly that we are to love the Lord with our whole heart, mind, and strength, but then Jesus adds, "and love others as you love yourself." But what if I don't love myself? How can I love others like myself? When I don't even like myself, much less love myself, have you ever asked yourself, what about me is there to love? No one really loves me. They may love me in some manner because of what I can do for them or love something about my physical being. But does anyone love the real me? No one has taken the time to know me. In fact, I'm not sure I know me. In the past, I have had this painful conversation with myself. Have you? Perhaps as I did, you reflected and feel your life experience has convinced you, you are unworthy of being loved. You're not good enough. Perhaps you felt you could not live up to the expectation of parents or other key people in your life. Perhaps mistakes you've made in your life prey on you, weigh you down, and you wonder, how could anyone love me? Virtually all of us have been wounded in life. I think it is human to some way, somehow try hard to escape the pain. We may shut down our ability to love for fear of being disappointed. We might shut down our memory of the causes of the pain or simply choose to blame others and exchange love for God, others, ourselves, for resentment and anger. But there is one other emotion I'm reasonably sure we all share. Even if we do not feel lovable or worthy, we know how we would want to be treated, loved, forgiven, known, without fear of loss. We know we want to be able to trust someone's love. And despite our efforts to protect ourselves, there is always some part of us searching to be loved. Ultimately, of course, God, our Lord, loves us in deep and abiding ways, and I believe He grieves for us. He loves us down deep, knowing well every mistake, every hurt, every feeling of worthlessness. He knows our hearts have been broken, and in that brokenness, we can come to rely on Him and His love and companionship and compassion by way of our hearts, our minds, His Word. Through this commandment, He insists that we insist on letting go of the world's opinions and cruelty. He insists that we turn to Him, simply ask Him to help and watch Him love us and bring love into our lives. true, honest love. I assure you it will take some time. Time to let go of this pain, that fear. If you want to be free to love others as you love yourself, acknowledge your pain, feel it, find someone to share it with. Don't run away from it. If you are one of the wounded, then I suspect loving others is easy for you. The mistakes in our lives can make us empathetic, non-judgmental, and more willing to forgive and forget and love others freely. Praise God for all life's hurts, mistakes, and difficulties, even as hard as they are. Your knowing how you have wanted to be treated will be transferred to others and will return to you as an ever-flowing spring. Love returns love. Let us pray. Dear Lord, life in this imperfect world can be hard and painful, and invariably we are impacted by difficulties. Being loved and loving is the core of your message for us and in us. Please, Lord, reassure us in these times not only that you love us, but we are worthy of being loved. Lead us on a path of healing. Let your love through others be showered upon us. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.